The Grand Princess cruise ship with about 20 people with coronavirus symptoms is still bobbing around off the coast of California and is currently testing suspected cases on board as we speak. The ship expects the test kits to be ready for pickup by dinner time tonight via helicopter. And although 20 people are showing symptoms, they expect about 100 on board to be tested. Until yesterday, people were still allowed full run of the ship. One of the issues that the ship faces is lack of quarantine space on dry land, so says the acting director of Homeland Security, Kevin Cuccinelli. So it's looking like the ship will be the quarantine space, although nobody is 100% certain at this stage. One couple that was on a previous leg of the cruise have the virus, and because they didn't realize they had it, they've spent the past week traveling around California. So the focus has been on testing, or shall we say lack of it. Mike Pence backtracked on 1 million test kits by today, the previous claim that he made, and that number is looking more like 75,000 test kits, which would be delivered to 70 public health labs around the country. That's only 1,000 kits per lab. Donald Trump seems keen to constantly remind us almost daily that he proactively closed airports early to stem the virus, but his administration has dropped the ball on test kits, leaving the U.S. in a very bad position. The cases in the U.S. are artificially low because we haven't been testing. We're also scrambling for medical supplies, with Washington State sending an urgent request for 233,000 respirators and 200,000 masks to be released from the federal government's strategic national stockpile. The government agreed to the request, but will only supply one half of the request, according to the Washington Post. In addition to all of that, Washington State school closures add more stress to families who, on top of trying to prepare for the virus, now need to have a plan B for their kids while they're still trying to work. And folks, for a long time here, I've been talking about the need to do something for the millions of Americans that reside in states that haven't expanded Medicaid, the millions of uninsured, and how will these folks get tested and ultimately treated? Obviously, part of controlling this virus is testing. And by testing, we know who has the virus and who can be quarantined and treated. But we have millions of people there in these states that never expanded Medicaid that do not have access to that. And in yesterday's coronavirus task force meeting, you can hear a reporter scream the question to VP Mike Pence, who either didn't hear it or just at the end of the meeting, walked away. And if you listen closely, folks, you'll also hear Stephen Miller's brand new wife tell the reporter that screaming for the camera will get you nowhere. What a wicked thing to say. I mean, this is obviously a question that has to be answered. Listen to this.
We'll work to keep it there.
Can you please provide some guidance to the uninsured? Can the uninsured get tested? Gentlemen, ladies, can the uninsured get tested?
Scream into the camera, they can't get you anywhere.
Well, how about answering the question?
We would like an answer to that question.
That's a valid question. Could you answer it?
Screaming for the camera will get you nowhere. I mean, it's just nasty. There's no compassion, just like her husband. There is absolutely no compassion in her whatsoever. This is a valid question that has to be answered. There's millions of people that have no access to health care, and they need an answer. Well, in other news, folks, remember the Mueller report? Well, a Republican-appointed judge has ordered the Justice Department to turn over an unredacted copy of that report, accusing Attorney General Bill Barr of misrepresenting its findings, saying that the Attorney General lacks candor and credibility. And further adds that inconsistencies between the Attorney General's statements and portions of the redacted version of the Mueller report that conflict with those statements caused the court to seriously question whether the Attorney General made a calculated attempt to influence public discourse. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.